Hello, and welcome to the Folklore and Fiction Podcast. My name is Kelly McCath-Morin. I'm a PhD candidate in the Folklore Department at Memorial University of Newfoundland, and I'm also a speculative fiction writer under the pseudonym C.S. McCath. The Folklore and Fiction Podcast and Dispatch synthesize these passions with a focus on folklore scholarship aimed at storytellers. You'll find the Folklore and Fiction Archive, along with the rest of my work online, at folkloreandfiction.com. Interested listeners will find a link to the current dispatch in the show notes, where a more comprehensive record of this episode can be found, including a bibliography and other references. At the summer and winter solstices, I mimic the sun and pause to reflect on my own creative work. So in this episode, I'm discussing fables in fiction with a passage from my short story, Metal Crow and Ghost Crow, forthcoming in the G is for Ghost anthology. An excerpt from Metal Crow and Ghost Crow. A great stone wall rose between the beach and the settlement, and beyond them both, the crumble of a long abandoned city gave way to distant mountains. Metal Crow landed on a weather vane in the commons, a sturdy pole topped with a steel rooster that called the time and temperature as he settled beside it. 1500 hours and 38 degrees Celsius! When the rooster finished, Metal Crow followed in a loud, clear voice.
PRS Unity, Smart Assistant Navigator, requesting emergency medical assistance for one survivor, a girl 5 years of age, Nathalie Mira. Coordinates are 48.911689 by -125.949934.
Below him in the commons, people hurried between houses painted white to reflect the heat. An old man tucked under a pink umbrella, a beautiful woman in billowing cotton, a smartly dressed little boy sucking on a frozen lolly as it melted into his hand. Metal Crow brightened in his bearing and expression. They valued children. It was a good sign. A door creaked open. Squinted eyes and a pinched face peered up at the weather vane. A woman's voice shouted, "What was that?" The old man stopped, tilted his umbrella to look up at Metal Crow and croaked a reply.
"Pacific Rescue Ship's AI Navigator."
Another door opened as they spoke. A cluster of people emerged, perhaps a family. First among them was a young man in a linen shirt with gold buttons that gleamed in the sunlight. He descended the porch steps, shielding his eyes to stare up at the weather vane.
"What does it want?" he asked. "I heard they're programmed to say anything it takes."
The beautiful woman in billowing cotton smirked up at Metal Crow and inquired, "How many refugees are you not telling us about?"
"None."
Metal Crow proffered an anxious bob of his head.
"There were 42 souls when the PRS Unity left San Diego."
There was that word again, soul.
"But Nathalie Mira is the only survivor, and she needs emergency medical care."
"We could strip the boat for parts,"
the old man said to the young one. "You don't really believe they're all dead, do you?" the beautiful woman asked in a tone that suggested the men might be stupid.
"We can't feed 42 people."
The squinting woman stepped around her front door and strode down to the commons in a silk dressing gown and slippers.
"We'd be completely overrun."
"One girl,"
Metal Crow interjected, bewildered now and frightened for Nathalie. He warbled the words again in what he hoped was a pleading tone.
"One girl."
The beautiful woman bent down, picked up a stone, and threw it at him. The stone missed and hit the weather vane.
"Go back to your boat," she snapped.
"Tell the captain we said no and to move on. Don't come back, or the next time I won't miss."
Metal Crow and Ghost Crow was the first tale I wrote after starting the Folklore and Fiction newsletter in 2019. This episode of the Folklore and Fiction Podcast is a preview, and you can listen to the full episode on the Folklore and Fiction website.
Just click on the dispatch link in the show notes or go to folkloreandfiction.com and sign up for a free account. Thanks very much for your interest. Copyright 2019 to 2023. Kelly S. McCath-Morin. All rights reserved unless Creative Commons licensing is specifically applied.